January will mark 5 years since 27,000 gallons of fuel leaked out of a massive underground facility at Red Hill, and we still don't know where it all went. We're hoping it doesn't migrate to an aquifer, which supplies a portion of Honolulu's drinking water. Members of the Senate's Red Hill Task Force were set to meet tomorrow morning to talk about the condition of the fuel tanks, but we've just learned that that meeting's been postponed. We sat down with Navy Facilities Commanding Officer Mark DeLau yesterday afternoon. He's trained as an engineer. Captain DeLau cautioned about jumping to conclusions with preliminary tests that look at the rate of corrosion of the steel tanks. The Board of Water Supply released the test results from one tank that indicate a thinning in some sections, and it fears there could be another leak. There are calls to double-line the steel tanks in an effort to protect our drinking water, and the Sierra Club thinks the military ought to build new tanks elsewhere.
You know, part of my job is a purveyor and provider of drinking water for military families here. So to some degree, a smaller version of the Board of Water Supply. And so we definitely have a vested interest working with the Board of Water Supply to ensure that the aquifer is protected. And so what we're doing now is those additional measures to ensure that we are doing everything we can to protect the aquifer. And it's a whole system of, you know, monitoring, taking samples, but it all starts with the integrity of the tanks. And so to that end, the tanks are not leaking. We are maintaining them. And so, again, that step of ensuring and sort of engendering additional confidence in the techniques that we're following to ensure that the tanks are structurally sound and that our process for going in there and inspecting and making repairs and ensuring that they are, you know, exactly where they need to be, that was all the process that we're doing now in terms of destructive testing, right? Well, so we've actually cut out pieces of the tank to be able to do that further analysis to show Board of Water Supply and everybody else, say that our techniques are copacetic, sound, and really are providing that assurance that the tanks are structurally sound and that there's nothing, you know, no fear in terms of, you know, any issues with the aquifer.
So when will you get the results back?
So I've been told by my engineers and scientists that we should get data back from this third-party lab the end of October, and that's data. And then the process under the administration, administrative on consent, is that we provide a report next summer that sort of takes data, analyzes it, and then, you know, presents it to the regulators.
Okay, but that seems to be a long time.
It is going to take a little bit of time to take the data and then sort of compare it to, you know, predictions that were made and then to write up a report that is going to, you know, sort of tie it all together and present the facts to the general population and to the regulators and that it's cogent, succinct, and you know, tells the facts as we know them.
Can you assure us, to all of us out here who drink the water from that aquifer, that if the report shows that, yes, things are worse than we had hoped, that you will move quicker to do something about it?
The position I'm in as the engineer is that, you know, I certainly would provide recommendations based on the facts and you know, my... you know, the administration above me and sort of the chain of command, that they would have those facts and that they would have to, you know, discuss it. But at my level, I can't, you know, promise anything of that nature.
Well, I guess in looking at this presentation before the Board of Water Supply, you know, one of the points is that the 2014 release from Tank 5 was
right.
Due to human error, not tank failure.
Right.
But if the studies that we're currently being looked at, that's currently underway, tell us that maybe we need to be alarmed. I would hope that the Navy would move quicker to find a solution to prevent another spill.
If the results come back and show that, you know, there's some disparity or discrepancies between that which was predicted and that which the lab is showing us, we will definitely have to dig into that and sort of, you know, figure out, working with the regulators, right, as part of the AOC, what next. And, you know, back to the operator error, right, so the release back in 2014 was operator error, was contractor error, was not structural integrity of the tank, right? And so, you know, I think we've been pretty forthright about that, and I just wanted to emphasize, really, you know, that release could be traced back to poor workmanship, poor oversight, poor techniques, and then operator error in terms of filling the tank, and certain alarms that went off that proper procedures weren't necessarily followed, but not due to corrosion or the integrity of the tank system.
Right, but if the report shows that there's more of a threat of tank failure, I'm sure folks would hope that the military would move quicker.
Can't refute that. I mean, and again, I go back to purveyor and producer and consumer of water, right? So the Red Hill shaft sits right next to Red Hill. That's one of three shafts that I draw water from that I then, produce potable water that I drink, right, that my family drinks. So without a doubt, there's a vested interest in, the Navy and Board of Water Supply and everybody who's involved in this to sort of work through that.
And I have to bring this up because this weekend at Pearl Harbor at the Arizona Memorial, we had a problem, I think, with the ramp, where the boats are loaded to go out to the Arizona Memorial.
Right.
And my initial reaction when I saw that story was, didn't someone look at this recently, and wouldn't we know that this thing was going to sink?
So there's I'll share with you two ends of that. So there's definitely been issues with the floating dock out at the memorial, right? And so
right.
The National Park Service is working on an engineered solution to that. But to your point, right, the floating dock system that's actually next to the museum area, again, National Park Service owns that and maintains it. We did this weekend sort of help out a little bit because they called us. But to your point, I'm sure there were some indicators prior to that would suggest maybe some issues with those pontoons that, again, because the Park Service owns that, that would be something that you'd have to sort of ask them.
Right, I know. But, I mean, we all live in this community and, we're all one, right? And
yes,
so
ma'am.
Whether it's one branch of the military or the Park
right.
Service, people are seeing the stories and wondering, well, gosh, didn't someone check this?
Right.
Couldn't we have known that this thing would have failed before it actually sank?
Your train of thought is a solid one in terms of, hey, that kind of infraction or breach or, issue doesn't just, sort of happen overnight. There probably were some indicators leading up to it that, again, Park Services probably has, the details on that sort of buildup. And I know this morning I sent an engineer to a meeting, to meet with the Park Services to sort of figure out, okay, now that we have this situation, how can we help out and render assistance to, sort of get that restored again I haven't heard back in terms of how that went.
Right. I mean, nobody wants to see anything collapse, whether it's a loading dock or a fuel tank.
I really appreciate sort of the holistic discussion on Red Hill. I mean, definitely very important. We need to get it right. I feel we are getting it right, and I very much appreciate the dialogue on this and the engagement. And I appreciate you bringing up the Arizona. I also want to, since I got your ear, mm-hmm. this weekend, I love the Navy. Obviously, been in the Navy for a while, but I was able to witness with my own eyes some outreach that was done at the fish pond out at the McGrew housing area, and so I was able to see sailors coming out on a Saturday morning and helping out the community in terms of clearing some areas and really being educated, but also reaching out and helping out in that area. And so I wanted to share that with you because I think, you said it. I mean, we're one community, right? So we help each other out. We serve together. The water is definitely the essence of life, and so we share that aquifer. But as I tell my sailors, what a blessing it is to live here and, what any opportunity you have to be able to be part of the culture and the community, there's mutual benefit. And I was able to see that this weekend, so I wanted to share that with you. It's planet Earth, right? So it's like it's our world, and we're all in this together.
That was Captain Mark Delau with the Naval Facilities Engineering Command. We were talking about the state of a massive underground fuel tank at Red Hill, a facility deemed vital to national security as it supports ships in the Pacific Fleet.
Support for Hawaii Public Radio comes from Alice McDermott, Barry Hyman, and the 30-person wealth management team at FIM Group, an independent wealth management firm serving Maui clients for more than 20 years. FIMG.net.